Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music by Maroon 5. A question about a famous law enforcement agency, and a report on Steve Fawcett's latest trip around the world. American pilot Steve Fawcett flew around the world last week. He made the flight alone and without stopping for fuel. He spent 67 hours and 1 minute in the air. Bob Doty has our story.
Steve Fawcett likes to set records. Before last week, he held 62 international records for flying and sailing. His earlier best-known flight record was for traveling around the world alone in a balloon. The aircraft he used last week is called the Virgin Atlantic Global Flyer. This experimental aircraft has one jet engine and carries 9 tons of fuel. Its wings are almost 44 meters long. The Global Flyer cost $1.5 million. The money came from Richard Branson, the British businessman who owns Virgin Atlantic Airlines. The flight began in Salina, Kansas, in the middle of the United States. Organizers of the flight chose that city because its airport has a very long runway. The experimental aircraft needed an extra long runway to take off because of the weight of its fuel. Steve Fawcett took the aircraft to 14,000 meters. The 60-year-old pilot used the strong winds at that height to gain speed and save fuel. Several hours into the flight, it appeared that the plane had a fuel shortage. But Mr. Fawcett and the ground controllers could not tell if the fuel was gone or if the instruments were wrong. Ground control told Mr. Fawcett that he would have to make a decision about continuing the flight when he reached Hawaii. As he neared the islands, the strong winds that helped carry the Global Flyer increased. Steve Fawcett decided to continue his attempt. Those winds continued to help the Global Flyer on its return to Salina. Mr. Fawcett had little sleep during his 67-hour flight. He says he has more projects in the planning. As of last week, all he needed was recognition from the National Aeronautic Association. Then he could claim the record for the fastest non-stop, non-refueled trip ever made around the world.
Our question this week comes from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Desta Terefe would like to know about the Texas Rangers. There is a team in baseball with that name, but our listener means the famous group of law enforcement officers. Over the years, those Texas Rangers have been the subject of books, movies, and television programs. In the city of Dallas, at Love Field Airport, there is a large statue of a man. On his head is a cowboy hat. On his hip is a large pistol. His hand is not near the gun, but it is easy to tell that he could reach for it quickly. Near the bottom of the statue are the words, "One Riot, One Ranger." The Texas Rangers is one of the oldest law enforcement organizations in North America. The first group was organized in 1823. In the early history of the state, the Texas Rangers acted somewhere between a police force and a military force. Their main task was to protect settlers from Indian attacks. Today, the main job of the Texas Rangers is to investigate and capture wanted criminals. They do this by working with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. About 118 officers work as Texas Rangers. They are divided into a headquarters group, 6 companies of Rangers, and a special team that investigates unsolved crimes. Those who want to become a Texas Ranger must not only have police experience, they must also have at least 8 years' experience dealing with major crimes. It is not unusual for 200 police officers to apply for 1 or 2 openings in the Texas Rangers. A Grammy Award last month for Best New Artist. Yet, members of this group have been performing together for years. Gwen Uten explains.
Maroon 5 is Adam Levine, Jesse Carmichael, Mickey Madden, Ryan Duzik, and James Valentine. All but James Valentine went to high school together in Los Angeles. They formed a band, Kara's Flowers. But Kara's Flowers never grew very popular. So they stopped performing and went to college. After that, the four got back together. By then, their music had changed, and they added the 5th member of their group, James Valentine, on guitar. They called themselves Maroon 5. Their first album is called Songs About Jane. It was recorded while Adam Levine was ending a relationship with his girlfriend, Jane. This song is called Harder to Breathe.
What you are doing is screwing things up inside my head. You should know better, you never listen to a word I said. Putting your pillow and riding in the naked sweat. Hoping somebody someday will do you like I did. When it gets cold outside, I got nobody to love. You'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Yeah, yeah. And like a relatable cries in the face of a monster that lives in a dream. Hey, it is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder.
Ooh.
Songs About Jane was released in 2002. It has sold more than 8 million copies. Here is a song called This Love.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes, chaos that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again.
Songs About Jane by Maroon 5 has been described as rock pop, influenced by funk and rhythm and blues. We leave you with She Will Be Loved.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself.
Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program this week. Our show was written by Nancy Steinbach and Paul Thompson. Katie Weaver was our producer, and the engineer was Efim Drucker. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.